Beth Pike, and over the weekend, of course, you know, many of you know that we had the Folk Alliance International in town. It was a wonderful weekend. There were so many great events going on. It was really hard to catch all of the wonderful artists that were performing. The Sunday festival went so well, and it was a family-friendly event that I know will continue as a tradition long into many, many years. I had the great fortune of seeing a performance during one of the evenings and then having the blessing of bringing that gentleman here to the studio so that I could share his music and messages with you. The gentleman's name is Bruce Sedano, and he's been performing since the early 70s. It was his first time to be a part of the Folk Alliance. And so, without further ado, Bruce, I'd like to welcome you to the studios of KKFI.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
Oh, no, the pleasure is mine. Absolutely mine. I know that you have a new album coming out. I heard some of the music that night.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about it.
It's called 21st Century World. It'll be out the beginning of May, actually. And it deals with some of the cultural aspects of our society these days. You know, I deal with topics like greed and integrity, single motherhood, and the breakdown of the marriage situation. There's a song about the potential for revolution. There's a song about the need for common sense in our world. And so those are some of the topics that I'm singing about. So it's you know, there's only one line about sex on the whole record.
That's wonderful. I heard Common Sense, and it was beautiful.
Thanks.
That was a great song. I had to smile.
Thanks. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sing or talk?
Well, you know, after that, you had mentioned, you know, you've got an upcoming tour.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm touring in March. At the end of March, it's on the East Coast. I'm touring with a great band called Johnny Swim. And we start in Fairfield, Connecticut, and we work our way all the way down to Memphis. So if anybody is on the East Coast, at the end of March, come and check us out.
Our better head does travel.
Huh?
Travel.
Yeah, that's this is travel is my life.
Be a traveler.
Have guitar, will travel.
That's it. And website. Yeah. Where else can they find your music?
Everywhere. BruceSedano.com is the website. Facebook, you know, all the obvious characters, and Spotify and iTunes and blah blah.
And this is not, you know, your only work. This is your new album.
Yeah.
You've got a number of albums, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, I started back in the 70s. I was originally in a band called Alive and Kickin'. And it was a band that actually formed in the late 60s. And in 1970, actually, we had a big hit record that was called Tighter, Tighter. And it was kind of like, how'd it go? Hold on, just a little bit tighter now, baby. I love you so much and I can't let go. No, no, no. So that was that song. And then later on, in, I formed a band called Brooklyn Dreams with two of my brothers from Brooklyn, Joe Esposito and Eddie Hoganson. We had a hit with somebody named Donna Summer. It was called Heaven Knows. I married Donna in 1980.
Congratulations.
Wrote a song called Bad Girls. You see them out on the street at night, picking up all kinds of strangers if the price is right. You can't score if your pocket's tight. Do you want a good time? Anyway, toot toot beep beep.
Toot toot toot, baby. How about, you know, I listened, and there's such diversity in your music. Who inspired you? Who were your inspirations?
When I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, I was I was inspired by the songwriters of the Brill Building, you know, Doc Lieber and Stoller and Doc Pumas and Carole King and Neil Diamond. And so when I was a kid sitting on my stoop listening to my transistor radio, you know, that was my dream. Because I lived in Brooklyn and, you know, my dream was only over the bridge. If I could get over the bridge, that, you know, all things were possible. So that's why I'm always a big proponent.
All things are possible, because if you look at the word impossible,
yeah,
break it up. I'm possible.
Yeah.
All right. I'm possible.
I'm possible.
And it's only impossible until it's done.
That's right.
And that's right.
There you go. All right.
I know.
A little bit of truth this morning from Beth.
Whoa. Look out. Look out. I'm getting in her soapbox. Again, now, the music to me is the most important thing.
Amen.
Amen. Why don't we start? What song would you like to start with, Bruce?
This song is called Charade. And it's really a commentary on social media. There's one line in the song that contains the title of the album, which is 21st Century World. So let's start there. It's all fair game. There ain't nothing sacred. You ride the train. Don't wanna miss it at the station. Make every sacrifice. There ain't nothing that's too shameless. Ain't no cost, what's the price? When everyone goes blameless. That's the sad reality. To the victor goes the sports. Good and bad as it can be. 21st century world. 21st century world. You like the shine that your Instagram is bringing. Does it turn you blind to the message that you're sending? Put it all out on display. You're so desperate for attention. But there's so much you give away to the glorious deception. That's the sad reality. To the victor goes the spoils. Good and bad as it can be. 21st century world. 21st century world. You're the manipulation, the silent transformation, the mystery of permanence and change. So many contradictions seduce our weaker nature. We aimlessly go on with the charade. The charade. The charade.
Absolutely beautiful. Just beautiful. 21st century world.
Yeah.
That's just fantastic. You know, the message in there. What inspired you on it?
You know, I think the thing is, I've always been a songwriter who writes, you know, about where I am in my moment, you know. So, obviously, you know, these days, it's really, you know, we're all kind of consumed about what's going on in our culture and what's going on with our politics and what's going on with our country and what's going on with our world. So, you know, as a writer, you know, it's pretty much impossible to just ignore everything that's going on. So,
isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Isn't it, though? How about, what would you like to perform next?
Well, you asked about a song that I did last night.
Analyzing Stars.
It's called Analyzing Stars.
Beautiful.
So this one really doesn't have too much of a political connotation, but the story behind this song is I took a trip to Europe, and I got there and I was completely jet lagged, sleeping at all kinds of odd hours, and I just woke up and I had all these dreams, and I was, stuck in this moment of trying to like figure out what my consciousness was saying, and then anyway, so let's do this one. Got this mind that don't stop thinking, even when I'm sleeping. It's working while I'm dreaming, analyzing stars. In rooms vaguely familiar, oh, the stories I could tell you. The wildest of regalia, something that once was. Then I wake up, and there you are. My reprieve from the twisted aberration. Shake the cobwebs until they're gone. Then I remember that you love me. Maybe I need a gypsy. Maybe I need a shrink. Maybe I don't need anything but you. Is there an angel with a message can help me understand, to decipher this confusion and get down to the truth? I feel like I'm always guessing. Is that the way it is for you? Analyzing stars. Analyzing stars. Analyzing stars. A shudder flash of memory. The future from within me. That oddball way of feeling. Maybe I need hypnosis. Maybe I need a priest. Maybe I need a little more sex at night. Did I OD on Culatella before I went to bed? All these fragments of emotion in the soul that come alive, encoded little secrets to the mysteries of life. Analyzing stars. Analyzing stars. Analyzing stars. Got this mind that don't stop thinking, even when I'm sleeping. It's working while I'm dreaming, analyzing stars.
I'm almost speechless.
Ah.
That one, it moves me. It's a beautiful melody. It's a beautiful thought. It touched me. Music, when for everyone, I always think that a thing about music is that people take and they put themselves into the song.
Yes.
They want to relate to it. That's when a song touches someone, it's because they're putting themselves in it.
That's it. Yeah.
And it is. And I was touched.
Yeah. Well, the thing is when you write about real things and real emotions, usually they connect, because we're all human and we all feel what we feel. We don't always all speak about what we feel.
Correct.
But underneath the layers of stuff that we all have, we all feel the same thing, you know, the same things, you know, and that's, you know, I've traveled a lot in my life, and I've experienced all different cultures, and the thing that I always recognize, and this really speaks to where our country is right now, is that we are really all the same, you know, and so all this division that, you know, is going on now, you know, we have so much more in common than these issues that divide us. And, you know, a house divided cannot stand, you know, and this is the thing that really upsets me and concerns me right now about where we are as a people. We really need to come together and have a discussion, find the things that we have common ground on, and build from there, because otherwise it's not good.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, take care of our own.
Yeah.
What, you know, I hate to say it, I see all the homeless, and, you know, we do programs here that support, you know, trying to help them.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, love thy neighbor as I would thyself.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
You know.
Amen.
Another song, you know, it's your choice, but there was one other that did touch me last night, and that was When Cinderella Dies.
Ah.
If you want.
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. You know, there. It's your choice, Bruce. You know, there's so many.
So, you know, I was married for a long time. I was married for over 30 years. I was with my wife for 35 years. And so I've been in the cocoon of my family and my music for a long time, and I hadn't been out as a single man in the world for a long time. And then when I got out there, I kind of bumped into the reality of single motherhood, and all these women are out there who are on their own, you know, with their children, trying to find their way and rediscover who they are and make their mark. So I wrote this song. It's called When Cinderella Dies, and I'll try it here. She was a beauty when he picked her up, drove off together and just fell in love. Promised her forever till he said he had enough. He's gone, gone. He threw their dreams out the window of the car, like nothing ever happened, like it wouldn't leave a scar. You know the story, you've heard it all before. He's gone, gone. And here she is with all the baggage. Here she is wondering how to carry on. What do you do when a dream becomes a lie? Who do you become when Cinderella dies? She was a beauty when he picked her up, drove off together and just fell in love. Promised her forever till he said he had enough. Now he's gone, gone. And here she is, a single mother. Here she is, trying to keep it all together. What do you do when a dream becomes a lie? Who do you become when Cinderella dies? She wonders if she's ever gonna love again. Cause every night alone she burns in her bed. And she burns
burns. What do you do when a dream becomes alive? Who do you become when Cinderella dies? How do you go on living your own life? Who do you become? Who will you become?
Almost want to have a moment of silence after that. Just again, your songs are moving, they're touching, engaging, and your performance was too. You're very engaging with the crowd. You know, it's obviously that you love what you do.
Well, I love what I do, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, most of my career I've been in bands. And I always had the comfort of the surrounding of that. And I was always with great singers. So it was very intimidating for me to actually go up there on my own and sing, because when you're a songwriter and you know, you typically are a man behind the curtain. So you know in my mind there's always a show going on, you know, it's always a show. But when I look back at video and things, I appear calm, so that's a good thing. And but inside your mind, there's always a whole other show going on.
There is. You know, there's always something underneath the surface that you're having to deal with.
Yeah.
And, you know, people don't know about it, but that's all right.
Yeah, no, it's
part of the business, right?
It is. You know, it is.
Things happen on stage. I'm sure you all, wow, you know, lost that mic. When?
Yeah.
How do we
miss that
around?
Note? Yeah.
Nobody noticed. Nobody noticed that. I know they didn't, you know.
Yes. So. But, you know, the trick is, you know, it's like, you know, and this is what I always tell myself, is like, you know, let the song speak. Let the song speak. Stay in the song, stay in the moment, and let it speak. And the more I'm able to do that, I think the more I'm able to communicate. And that's really what it's about.
Welcome back. It's Beth Pike, and you're listening to the Thirsty Thursday edition of The Morning Buzz. I am so blessed today to have in the studio with me folk performer Bruce Sedano, performing live and also talking about his new CD. We're going to get right back into it. Bruce, thank you again for being here. It's such a blessing.
Hey, thanks. I'm really enjoying it. It's good to meet you and good to talk to you.
So. Yeah, it really is. You've played us a few songs.
Yes.
Would you like to take time to do another song? Do you have the time?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, I know. You're a performer and a troubadour.
Yeah, so this is... You know, you have a lot of editing to do.
Well, oh well.
All right, so, one last song here. This is probably the centerpiece song of the new record, which is called 21st Century World. This is called Common Sense. I've been looking around for some common sense. Out the open window and up under the bed. I can't seem to find it, don't know where it went. But I'm getting kind of nervous, cause there's not much left. Where's this gonna lead us? Where's this gonna end? When logic's lost, it's never good, my friends. We need common sense. A little common sense. Come on, people, use your heads. Some common sense.
So many brainwashed to a hard extreme. They don't give a damn about the in-between. Stuck in the corner of their own position. It's the wrong party and the right religion. Well, maybe we could all learn something if we kept an open mind. Cause nothing gets accomplished when you only demonize. We need common sense. A little common sense. Come on, people, use your heads. Some common sense. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. What's wrong with a little bit of understanding? Find a way, make a sacrifice. Give a little bit up, it's all I'm asking. Some compromise. Compromise. I'm talking to our leaders and to you and me. Cause we all need to share responsibility. It's all so fragile, there's a lot at stake. And there's one last straw to cause it all to break. Yeah, I've been looking round for some common sense. Out the open window and up under the bed.
That's it.
Yeah.
There you go, Bruce. Common sense.
Scratchy voice and all.
No, you didn't. You had a fantastic voice. And, you know, you were talking about open minds in there. And you know, one of my philosophies are minds are like parachutes. They don't really function much for you unless they're open.
There you go. Hey, another tidbit of truth
from Beth
this morning.
Best bumper stickers.
Yeah, I like that. Best bumper stickers.
Best bumper stickers. Go on, and look at that truck. You know, it really is a thing. You know, common sense, the world does need more.
Yeah.
And it's so simple.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You know, again, this has been a blessing. Let's talk about the tour again.
Okay. Touring with Johnny Swim. It's in March. We're on the East Coast. We're starting at Fairfield, working our way down to Athens, Georgia. We'll be in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Okay. North Carolina, South Carolina. Come on out, see Johnny Swim. You'll love Johnny Swim. In case you don't know, Johnny Swim is... Amanda Sedano Ramirez, my daughter, and her husband Abner Ramirez. They're rocking it. We'll have my little grandchild on the tour bus with us. Just turned two yesterday. So it'll be a family affair. Shout out to Sly Stone, and I hope to see you all there.
Sly Stone. Oh, wow. All right, the new album.
Yes, ma'am.
The new album.
21st Century World. Comes out May 5th. May 5th. Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Mark your calendar.
Mark your calendar.
Cinco de Drinko.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, all right. And
thanks, Beth. I appreciate it.
No. The pleasure is mine. Website. What's your website? Another ways that they can find you, social
Bruce
media.
Bruce Sedano, Sudano.com. Facebook, Instagram. All the obvious
social media, Twitter.
Social media insanity.
Oh, yeah, collective.
Whatever you want to know, you can find out. Wikipedia.
Google.
You'll know how old I am. Don't look.
Don't know me either. Yeah, I got my grannies on, you can tell. Any other messages or anything that you would like to say to the public? How do you feel about Kansas City?
Wow, you know what? I've never been to Kansas City. In all my touring, I've never been to Kansas City. And Kansas City is a revelation. It has a beautiful spirit. It has a very artistic vibe. There's lots of art here, and
it is.
It has a very sweet spirit, and I was really inspired by it. I have to say, I liked it very much. Shout out to Kansas City. I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
That's what we want to hear, Bruce. Yeah. That is really, really want to hear.
Yeah. Not to mention the barbecue. You know,
we like our barbecue. Yeah. But it's the melting pot of everything else, too. Yes. You find every culture here. Yeah. Every culture's type of cuisine. Yes. And, you know, we're so open to that. We're a melting pot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know, again, what a blessing. The Folk Alliance International.
Folk Alliance was amazing. It's really, they embraced me with open arms and really made me feel at home. And I felt and do feel completely at home in this environment. And it was really encouraging and exciting for me. And it's a great bunch of performers with a lot of good things to say.
Yes, you know, so encouraging. The work they do, unbelievable amount of work that goes into, you know, putting that together.
Yeah.
And it's throughout the year. And then, you know, they do, you know, the synergy of keeping the folk artist, you know, together and the communication.
And the thing that I really recognize is there's a whole new, young generation of folk artists that are coming up who are powerful. It's a good thing.
And so, this Sunday, you know, KC Folk Fest is a way to highlight and get some of those people out there and exposed.
Yes,
along with yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so glad that they brought you this year.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see a revival of folk music. You know, it really is the people's music, and it's been kind of on the sidelines for a minute, but it's good to see that it's rising up again, because it's the perfect time for it.
Right, the troubadours.
Yes.
You know, the storytellers.
Yes.
The people who see the world through different eyes.
Yes, yeah.
And you're one of them.
Yes, well.
You are, you know, bringing to the world a message.
Trying my best.
No, you're not trying, you're doing.
I'm doing it.
You know, I'm going to say it in the wisdom of Yoda. Yeah. Do or do not, because there is no try.
Amen, sister. Bumper sticker number 3.
I don't have that one yet, but the force is with her. The force is with this one, and it's strong.
Yes.
Again,
thanks,
Beth. No, the pleasure, Bruce. And Fiona Bloom, you know, brought this to me, and I'm humbled. I really am. I'm
so
humbled by all this, and I look forward to, you know, taking this show and, again, highlighting what has happened during the Folk Alliance and, you know, what we can do as our community radio station to continue to support our area musicians and up-and-coming new musicians and people who have, you know, been working the music scene for a long, long time, such as yourself.
Yeah.
Nice. Really, seriously. Again, you know, any other messages, you know, before we do our parting and I let you go on your way.
Okay, well, the last message is to people. Let's come together.
Yeah.
We have much more in common than the demonization of each other that's going on. So let's be a unified country and work things out. Common ground, common sense.
Goodness.
Amen.
Amen. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you. That was Bruce Sedano. He was here for the Folk Alliance International for the first time in Kansas City. I do hope that you'll take a look at his website and the social media sites that we've mentioned. Take a look at the music. Take a listen to the music would be even better yet, because you're going to find that it touches you just as it's touched all of us in the room today. I once again am just unbelievably blessed to have this opportunity. You know, I'm speechless, and that's rare. For those who know me, you know that's very rare. And again, you know, this was a gift given to me, and now you, Kansas City, I'm giving it to you. I hope you've enjoyed it today. There is going to be more music coming up from some artists in the Folk Alliance. And once again, you know, support your community radio station, support your local artist, support the items in the local community, whether it be businesses, help the homeless, be active, be proactive. It all depends on us. okay? You have a choice. It'll be placed in front of you every day if you want to help someone. It could be that they ask you for directions, and it could be that they have a flat tire or need your help. You know, it's your choice whether you do it or not. Your choice. God will place them in front of you every day. It's your choice whether you help them or not. So that's all I'll say with that. I'll take a break, and we'll be back with the close of the show and a few more highlights from this year's Folk Alliance International. Thank you so much, Bruce, for joining me and everyone else today. And blessings to all of you. I do hope that today's show has reached you and brought the message of common sense, and that we need to come together. We need to come together and make the changes and be the change that we wish to see in this world. And that's Gandhi. I think everyone knows that. So blessings, and we'll be back right after this on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.